Among the hardest cases in clinical ethics consulting are those in which patients' or families' religious beliefs motivate medical choices contrary to best professional advice. A common example is when a family requests that medically ineffective, life-sustaining treatments not be withdrawn while they hope for divine intervention. These cases usually can be ethically managed with education and counseling. This allows decision makers to come to grips with the medical reality, including that continued aggressive treatment will most likely only increase the patient's suffering. Some cases, however, are much harder. Family choices can cause patients to suffer through otherwise manageable pain, to languish for years in a permanent vegetative state, or even to die prematurely, all because their religious convictions preclude the medically appropriate response. These choices cause real harm. Some of the more common examples include an unwillingness to consent to medically necessary surgery because it cannot be performed without a blood transfusion, refusal of a range of invasive procedures, and even the rejection of pain medication. For experienced healthcare professionals, these cases can be heart-wrenching. Now, families and patients make harmful medical choices for a range of reasons, but those that are religiously motivated share a striking feature. Far more often than not, once faith is invoked, healthcare professionals accept that decision, even if doing so runs contrary to their best professional judgment. By contrast, when the reasons are secular, like medical ignorance, financial gain, or family dysfunction, the treating team will often aggressively engage the decision makers and strive to get them to change their position. The reason for this difference is understandable and seemingly wise. Who are healthcare professionals to question someone's faith? But shouldn't some faith-based decisions be subject to questioning, particularly when they are made on behalf of the incapacitated and when they cause harm? Are there no standards healthcare professionals may use to rationally assess religious beliefs in their efforts to act in their patients' best interests? The courts have provided little guidance, handing down widely variant rulings. For example, one may not ingest peyote as part of a religious ritual, nor use religious beliefs to justify withholding medically needed blood products from a minor child, but may ritualistically sacrifice animals. And too often when they do jump in, the courts use vague, overly expansive language, as they did recently in the Hobby Lobby case. The imprecision there led to a Satanist group's claim of religious exemption to abortion information mandates. Meanwhile, the professionals in the healthcare trenches do their best to navigate these turbulent waters while keeping their patients' well-being in the forefront. Surely we, churches, courts, ethicists, can do more to provide them with helpful standards. For The Moral Is, this is Christopher Myers.